Welcome to Your Family's Health. This is Professor Joan Buckley from the Department of Nursing here at Nassau Community College. Your Family's Health is a program that focuses on healthcare issues and resources that are available to you here in Nassau County. On the show, we speak to experts from around the country, and we try to keep you up to date on current healthcare issues and trends. And today, we're going to be speaking to Dr. Gonzani. He's the president and CEO of Neurometrics. It's a company that has come up with a number of devices and has done a lot of research on peripheral neuropathy and other complications. So if you want to know more about how to stay healthy in Nassau County, stay tuned for the next half hour to 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. So welcome to the show, Dr. Gonzani.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk today.
Yeah, no, we're very excited to have you. As I think I mentioned before, this is a really, really big topic, especially in Nassau County. We have an older population, and we're seeing a lot of complications of diseases that have been like ongoing. But, you know, our listening audience usually really likes to know a little bit about the person and how did you get interested in this topic of peripheral neuropathy, secondary long-term complications of diabetes, or like what was the story for you? I know you're really involved in the business end of it, but it's more than that.
Yeah, well, thank you. It has been an area that I've been involved with for some time. So my background, a little bit unusual in terms of coming into medicine. I was an electrical engineer originally, and then got really interested in neurobiology or neurophysiology, and ended up, after doing a master's degree in electrical engineering, transitioning, doing a PhD in neurobiology, and ultimately from that, went to medical school. So I always had a background in the neurosciences and the areas of nerve, particularly nerve disorders. So when I got into medical school and started learning more about, through my medical training, more about diabetes, I really saw the kind of confluence of diabetes and neurological diseases. And it, in fact, turns out that peripheral neuropathy or nerve disease is the most common chronic complication of diabetes. And it's very underserved from both a pharmacological and a medical device perspective. So I really got interested in whether there were opportunities to help patients who had diabetes and peripheral neuropathy, particularly through medical devices, because as an electrical engineer, biomedical engineer, that was my orientation. And that was just an area that seemed very needy, with a lot of opportunity to create products and services that would be very helpful to patients. So ultimately, I ended up pursuing that through a developing of a business, Neurometrics, as opposed to, say, doing it academically.
You know, you mentioned that peripheral neuropathy is a complication of diabetes. Can you just explain that a little bit for someone that may be listening that may not even realize they have peripheral neuropathy, but they know they have diabetes?
Yeah, so diabetes has a host of long-term complications. They're broken down into what's called the microvascular complications, or the complications of the very small blood vessels, and the macrovascular complications, or the diseases of the large vessels. And the macrovascular complications are heart disease and stroke, those sorts of things. And then you've got the microvascular complications, which are nerve disease, kidney disease, and eye disease. And in fact, while everybody's very familiar with the macrovascular complications, it's actually the microvascular complications are in fact probably cause more morbidity and mortality. So among the microvascular complications, again, you've got nerve damage, kidney damage, and eye damage. In the case of the eye, it's the retina. And they're all related in a sense. In fact, when you have one, you often have the other two. But probably the earliest of the three and the one that's the most common is nerve disease. It manifests itself in various ways in patients. So it's often, in fact, present at the time of diagnosis of diabetes. In particular, we're talking about type 2 diabetes or adult onset diabetes.
Right.
And that's probably the reason for that is that people are often diagnosed well after they probably developed diabetes. It manifests itself in a variety of ways. The two most prominent ways are severe pain in the feet and lower extremities, and that's called painful diabetic neuropathy, and we'll talk more about that later. And then, somewhat paradoxically, loss of sensation. So on the one hand, you can lose sensation, but then have very severe pain. It seems like a paradox, but there are reasons for that. The loss of sensation basically leads to numb feet. Numb feet are very, they're at risk of injuries that can lead to infections and ultimately foot ulcers, some of which require amputation. So you've got these two paths, both the pain and the sensory loss. And, patients will often experience it early. The earliest manifestations are often the pain, but ultimately the sensory loss and other funny sensations start to come into play, and then they can completely have numb feet eventually.
You know, you mentioned the feelings, and it's a little different for everyone, but I had surgery in a foot, and I think there was nerve damage, but my big toe, I swear, has some kind of neuropathy, and it's so uncomfortable, and I didn't really appreciate, because I've been a nurse for a long time, I didn't appreciate what my patients were explaining when they said they had neuropathy in their feet, and I could see that they weren't walking quite, you know, the right way, until I had this one big toe, which sounds like nothing compared to what people, because they experience it throughout their whole foot. But I have to put a sock on that foot before I walk. Otherwise, it's just so uncomfortable. And that was a real eye-opener. So how many people do you think, and I'm sure you have the numbers, but I know there are over 2 million people worldwide that have diabetes. How many do you think are not yet at the phase of having these micro or little, you know, complications? And they're not little in the sense of they're not harmful, but they're little as far as the circulatory system. They go to the very little pieces.
Right. So, you know, if we just stick with the epidemiology of the United States, there's about 25 million people in the U.S. With diabetes. Those are maybe even higher. That number keeps on going up. Those are some of the latest numbers from the American Diabetes Association. About half of all people with diabetes have neuropathy. So let's say, 12 or 13 million people have neuropathy. Now, those with neuropathy, probably about half of those, so we'll say 5 or 6 million, actually aren't aware of it. There's no symptoms. They're called, it's asymptomatic or preclinical neuropathy. So there's already nerve damage, but it has not yet manifested itself as in symptoms. The other half, of those people with diabetic neuropathy, what's called diabetic neuropathy or diabetic nerve disease, they will have symptoms of the type that I described. It could be very mild numbness, maybe what you were experiencing, all the way up to debilitating pain. And one of the medical challenges is identifying those patients that have neuropathy but aren't yet manifesting symptoms, so that you can try to intervene and prevent the progression to the symptoms. And that's an area that we've worked on as well. So there are well over 10 million people in the U.S. That have diabetic neuropathy, and in fact there's probably another 10 million that have other forms of peripheral neuropathy, not caused by diabetes but for other causes. So it's a very common problem, and it is a problem of aging. There's a natural degeneration of the nerves with age, and so when you superimpose another disease on top of that, like diabetes, or patients are taking chemotherapy or other insults to the nerve, then the older nerve, if you will, is even more susceptible.
Wow, I've thought of it, but never quite like that. So that's very interesting numbers. Now, when if somebody is predisposed, like they have this pre-diabetic condition that people are starting to go for their annual physicals, and the doctor says, "Oh, you're pre-diabetic." Can you prevent? You said almost the nerve damage is done before the symptoms come, right? So if you aren't aware of the nerve damage or the symptoms, so you're not getting any pain or anything like that, and you start to really manage your diabetes, can you almost push that off even further or eliminate it altogether? Is good diabetic management really key to preventing the long-term effect
Absolutely. It's the core of preventing the long-term effects of diabetes. So there's a lot of data now, started with the famous Diabetes Control and Complications Trial, the DCCT, that showed that tight glucose control, or really controlling your blood glucose levels, your blood sugar levels, will slow down and in some cases even halt the progression of nerve damage as well as the other microvascular complications. So it really, you're really highlighting the reason that it's so important to, A, know that you're pre-diabetic, and B, if you have some of the complications of diabetes, because these are, everything is progressive. So yes, you may have some nerve damage, but if it's pre-symptomatic, or it's asymptomatic, you're not yet developing the symptoms, you can preserve your nerve for a long time, or slow down the continued degeneration and push off the symptoms and maybe prevent them from ever happening. With aggressive diabetes management, which of course, will include good blood sugar management, exercise, weight loss, and all the elements. There are no drugs specifically to treat diabetic neuropathy. There's no curative drug, no drug that can reverse the nerve damage at this point. So it really comes down to very good diabetes disease management.
So if you are pre-diabetic, you might be just in your 40s or 50s. Which is really not a time when people seek help unless there's a problem. But good diabetic control is key, and regular, probably a real relationship with your primary care physician to make sure that you're indeed on top of your blood sugars with regular hemoglobin A1Cs and all the things that go along with being diabetic. Because if you're diabetic and you're diagnosed with diabetes, they schedule you regularly and things like that. But I think when people hear that pre-diabetic, I think they get a little, confident that, oh, I'm only pre-diabetic. I might be able to just really knock this off. So really a good healthy lifestyle works for everybody, whether it's for diabetes or any other disease. What is the cost? I know personal cost of this disease, but is there a number that they've looked at that says that if you have peripheral neuropathy, the cost is this? Because, money talks.
Yeah, well, it's considered peripheral neuropathy, and I don't think there's any estimates of what it costs in a pre-diabetic person, but in patients with peripheral neuropathy are the most expensive, have the highest healthcare expenditures of any category of people with diabetes. So as one element of that, a person with painful neuropathy, so the people that have peripheral neuropathy and the pain manifestations of that, they on average have $6,000 more per year healthcare expenditures. Patients that have foot ulcers, so that's the really downstream problems of the numb foot, a foot ulcer is typically $5,000 to $50,000 of healthcare expenditures. And if it requires an amputation, that will go well over $100,000. And even worse than that, the mortality, the 5-year mortality of after a amputation due to a foot ulcer, which is typically triggered by neuropathy, the 5-year mortality is higher than most forms of cancer.
Wow.
So I can't emphasize enough, you need to really be aware of, that numb toe, as you're describing, the numb foot, the pain, and bring it to the attention of your physician, because it's really the canary in the coal mine. It's the early harbinger of problems, and caught early, it's the trigger for, aggressive management. It tells you, you really need to get on top of this and prevent these sequela, for this progression, because it's not just, yes, it's very expensive for individuals in the healthcare system, but in fact, the morbidity and mortality is really scary.
This is the perfect time for a break. So you've been listening to Your Family's Health on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. This is Joan Buckley, and we will continue talking with Dr. Gunzani about peripheral neuropathy and, more importantly, the things you can do to live with peripheral neuropathy from Neurometrics after this short break.
If you would like a podcast of today's program, go to itunes.ncc.edu. Once again, that is itunes.ncc.edu. And click on WHPC.
WHPC.
Welcome back to Your Family's Health. This is Joan Buckley, and we want to welcome back Dr. Gunzani from Neurometrics. And now, Dr. Gunzani, right before the break, we were talking about the cost. So your company actually has come up with a product that, and you talked not only about the financial costs, you talked about the personal loss costs for people that were living with this discomfort and then the progressive changes in their body sometimes that happens. So what has Neurometrics been doing specifically that is really could be life-changing for many people?
Well, thank you for having me back. So we have two products right now related to diabetic nerve disease. One is called DPN Check, and DPN is the acronym for diabetic peripheral neuropathy. So that's a DPN Check is a rapid point-of-care test for diabetic neuropathy. It's a one-minute test that's done in the physician's office, and it detects diabetic neuropathy with high sensitivity and specificity. It's very accurate. And in fact, detects it before there's even any symptoms. So that's one of our products. The second product, and which I think we'll probably talk most about today, is called Sensus, S-E-N-S-U-S. That's a therapeutic product. And what that is a device that the patient wears around their upper calf. It's an electrical stimulator that actually stimulates the nerves in the legs, and by so doing, blocks pain that is caused by neuropathy. So there's, as I noted, these many people with diabetic neuropathy have excruciating, debilitating pain. So this is a product that helps them manage their pain, non-narcotically, not without any addictive aspects to it. It's a device as opposed to a medication. So those are the two products. One's a diagnostic or a screening test, and one is a therapeutic for this painful complication of neuropathy.
Anyone that could go to your website, because you do have really very clear information and it's so easy to understand. And the little biosensor for the DPN check actually looks no more than like a slight ultrasound kind of a... It doesn't look like it's very invasive at all, and it looks totally painless. And even the Sensus, it's just like a anklet or a it looks just like a little strap around the person's leg. Now on the website, it shows people resuming activities that they seem to enjoy before. So it shows people walking and it shows people riding bike, things that they might have had to avoid because of the peripheral neuropathy. Have you seen that kind of, do you get that kind of response from people that are using the product?
Yeah, very much so. So, So Sensus is a very new product. It was only launched commercially on a limited basis at the beginning of last year, so sort of January, February of 2013. So we're really just starting to ramp up, and we'll see much wider, I think, adoption and access this year and as we go forward. But it's a wearable device, and it was designed really from the ground up with a diabetic patient in mind. And it's really, to your point, it's to get the patient back into living life. The pain is debilitating. It basically keeps them at home, prevents them from exercising, from going to work. It prevents them from sleeping. over 50% of people with painful neuropathy have insomnia, have advanced serious insomnia and sleep, you know, very significant sleep disturbances, which is a big problem in people with diabetes. It's a problem with everybody, but it's a particularly aggravates the diabetic state. So this is a device that was intended to basically fall into the background of a person's life and help them get back into their normal activities, and whether that's going to the gym, getting back to work, sleeping normally. And so, yes, I mean, those images are really intentional in that they're trying to capture what we're trying to do, which is to get people back into regular living. And we've had, you know, anecdotal, you know, we have clinical studies going on concurrently as well, but anecdotal reports of people getting back into the workforce for the first time in many years, people saying, I've gained my first full night of sleep in the last 5 years, cutting back on my, you know, my opiates, you know, people have sometimes have to take Vicodins to get through the day, things like that. And those are very, you know, very encouraging kinds of messages for us and really the reason we developed the technology. We view it. It's an enabling technology. It really gives the patient, I don't want to call them a patient, it gives the person some sense of control over their pain, and because it's a device that they can press the button whenever they want to get the stimulation and thereby the pain relief. So it gives them control, to some level of control over their pain, and that gives them more confidence that they can go about their everyday activities.
Yeah, I was really, really impressed because, like I think I mentioned to you, that I know so many people that are affected by peripheral neuropathy, and you're right, it affects their whole life. It affects their social people. One in particular, I know she stopped going into church, and that's usually something that a person kind of holds on to. As they lose other things, they try to hold on to the things that really make them, you know, who they are. And when you start seeing them pull back from, you know, some social interactions, that's a really big deal as you get older. Is it for everyone, or is it not going to work for someone? I mean, even if someone isn't as active as the website looks, you know, they have the people on the bikes, like I said, but if it's just someone that's at home and their feet are really aching, is that person going to benefit as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it easy to teach too? Because some people get nervous with technology.
It is quite easy. It's a highly automated device. It really is intended for all. It may benefit, you know, any category of patients. So, in fact, most people with painful diabetic neuropathy, you know, the pain due to diabetic neuropathy, tend to be older.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it's not so much a complication of the very early stage diabetes, but yes, it's designed for really any category of patient. Pain management technology or approach, it doesn't work on everybody. There's no pain medication that works for everybody or all the time. And similarly, this is not necessarily going to work for everybody all the time. On the other hand, it can often help patients. It's not the only, you know, part of their pain management solution. They'll probably still take some medications, hopefully fewer.
Okay.
And hopefully on the whole, they'll have more overall better pain control.
Excellent. Now, did the cost, I know right now it's a new product. Like you said, it's only been out there for a year. Are there, if someone was interested in it, are there trials that people could look into to see if it could help, like by participating in a trial? Where you're looking for some kind of information, maybe pertaining to how it affected their life, would that help reduce the cost? Or is it pretty much right now out of pocket? And as the public demands this product to help with their complication, it probably will be, I'm thinking most of these things eventually, when they work and people want them, they start to look at the coverage of it with insurance companies, because we talked about the money, and it's a lot of money if we can't give people back a lifestyle that keeps them healthy, especially with diabetes. So do you see the cost factor? Maybe that's what I'm asking you, right now being an issue for people to have access to it.
It is it's generally reimbursed.
Okay.
So Medicare will often, generally speaking, reimburse, and most commercial insurance plans will reimburse. Obviously, there are co-pays and deductibles and all those sorts of things that come into play. But most insurance companies will reimburse. They do have criteria. They'll often pay for it just on a trial basis, and then your physician has to attest to the fact that it's beneficial, and then they'll provide it on an ongoing basis. So there may be some criteria that have to be addressed. But yes, it's generally available and reimbursed. We're also looking at making it available eventually over the counter in a cost-effective way for those patients that, for whatever reason, aren't going to get it reimbursed or don't want to go through that process. It's on average, I would say it's equivalent to about, whether it's reimbursed or it's going to be over the counter, it's about $1 a day.
Wow.
Kind of the which isn't, much more than a cup of coffee.
I was just going to say that McDonald's coffee is a dollar. I was just going to say that.
So it's not extremely expensive technology by any means.
No, and I'm thrilled that they're even considering reimbursement, because usually when something comes out, especially technology, any little techno piece, there's always see if it works first before we, and you said that with the trial, like a trial period, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right.
But is the medical field, are they buying into this? Like, are they looking towards you for ways to recommend it to their patients that are coming in with this issue?
Well, it's relatively new. So, the medical professionals are starting to come on board. It's not because it's non-invasive and it's non-addictive and non-narcotic, there really isn't a lot of reasons not to try it. It's somebody that's not getting adequate pain relief on medications, or the medications are not working well for them, or there are a lot of side effects. So there's really relatively there aren't any good reasons not to at least see if it's going to be beneficial. I think the issue is that a lot of medical professionals are not, we've just really begun to market it, so they may not be fully aware. So it's something that a patient can bring to the attention of their doctor or other healthcare professional.
That leads perfect into, do you want to leave a takeaway message with the listening audience right now before we run out of time? Do you want to just say?
Sure. Well, I think the message is that if you have painful neuropathy and you're not getting adequate relief on medications, or you'd like to potentially reduce or decrease the impact of the medications on your life, this is something you might consider. And you can visit our website, which is SensusRx, rx.com, and learn about the product and see if it's something that they should bring to the attention of their doctor.
You know what? We want to thank our guest, Dr. Ghanzani from Neurometrics. He has done a great job today explaining this to us. And we want to thank you, our listening audience, for being on Your Family's Health.
This brings an end to another edition of Your Family's Health on 90.3 FM, the voice of Nassau Community College. If you would like a podcast of today's program, go to itunes.ncc.edu and click on WHPC. Joan Buckley is Professor of Nursing at Nassau Community College. Your comments are always welcome at whpc@ncc.edu. This program was produced at the studios of WHPC 90.3 on the campus of Nassau Community College. Join us again next week for another edition of Your Family's Health.